On today's Kids Corner, Liz and Scooter tell a lie that leads them into trouble.
Are you scared, Liz?
Scared of what, Scooter?
Wait, the police find out that it was us.
Don't worry, they won't.
If they do, we're gonna go to jail.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's another warm and lovely day in the town of Terrarium. Liz and Scooter are on the hunt for something fun to do, and they've gone over to Grandpa's house to see if he has any especially good ideas.
Grandpa!
I wonder where he is.
Oh, watch out for that box.
I see it.
Maybe he's out back.
I think he was taking a shower.
Why would you think that?
'Cause he's all wet.
Scooter, what are you talking about?
Turn around. He's coming toward us up the hill.
Oh!
Isn't that Grandpa drying his hair with a towel?
Yeah. Hey, Grandpa!
Oh, hey, boys.
Come on, Scooter.
Okay. Oh, been swimming, Grandpa?
Yeah. Down at the lake.
Oh.
Nothing like a cool swim on a hot day,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, we came over to see if maybe you had an idea for something fun to do today.
I say we go swimming.
Yeah, sounds great to me.
I'm just getting back from the lake.
Oh, well, I can take Scooter. Then maybe we'll come back here and play here when we're done, if that's okay.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, come on, Grandpa.
I'd like to go with you to the lake when you go. It's beautiful and fun if you stay in the right areas, There's a very dangerous part called the bayou.
Ooh.
I wouldn't want either one of you to get hurt.
The bayou?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's where snakes and alligators and lots of other dangerous creatures live.
Alligators?
And snakes?
Now, don't worry. Most of the lake is fine. Just let me take you sometime, and I'll show you where the safe parts are.
Okay.
Hey, looky there. There's a package by my door.
Want me to carry it inside?
Well, I'd better help. It looks heavy.
It's addressed to you, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Well, if this is what I think it is, it sure came fast. Yeah, come on in, guys.
Okay, thanks, Grandpa.
Come and wait for me. What is it?
Well, let's set it down here in the den and take a look.
Cool.
Yep. What I was hoping it'd be.
What?
It's going to be perfect.
It's a stack of boards, Grandpa.
It's a display case, Liz, or it will be.
Oh, a display case? Yeah. You mean like what you put valuable things inside that you want to be able to look at?
That's it.
Oh.
Yeah. Rick, a very old friend of mine, makes these.
Okay.
I saw his ad in the paper a few days ago, so I wrote him a letter to order one.
Oh.
I haven't seen Rick in years. Maybe he rushed the order when he recognized my name, and that's why I got here so fast. He probably even got a kick out of what I said I wanted to use it for.
Okay, you mean this stack of boards is going to be a display case?
Yes, it will be. You'll see. I have to put it together with these pegs and this other hardware.
Hardware?
Oh, here, the instruction sheet's right here.
What are you going to put in it, Grandpa?
Well, nothing if I can't figure out these instructions.
All right,
let's see. Here. Use the small Allen wrench on the large nut with our X bolt in place. Carefully holding the flange.
Cool.
Carefully holding the flange. Oh, the second largest style of wing nut next to the end.
I have a flange.
Well, you know, these kind of things always made more sense to Rick than they did to me.
So. Okay.
Yes, you use the small Allen wrench on the large nut with the hex. Well, you know, I just remembered Cammy offered to help me with this. I should give her a call.
Uh-huh.
It'd be a shame to get her excited about helping and then have it all perfectly put together before she gets here, huh?
Yeah, that looks likely, Grandpa. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, are you going to tell us what the case is for?
Oh,
yeah.
To hold one of my most prized possessions.
Oh, no way!
Prized possessions. What is it?
Right inside this box. Take a look.
Wow!
A yellow baseball?
No, it wasn't always yellow. It's very old.
It's covered in signatures.
Well, that's why it's so valuable to me.
Oh, can we read it?
I'll bet it's got Dizzy Snodgrass's signature. He's one of the best baseball players ever.
Yeah.
No, not Dizzy Snodgrass. But you're welcome to look it over. Just be careful. put it back in the box when you're done.
Oh, what's it say, Liz?
Let's see. Mikey Basilisk.
Uh-huh.
Bobby Sailfin.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Agnes.
No.
Donnie Cordylids. Jimmy Cordylids.
Brothers?
Wait a minute. I've never heard of any of these guys.
Me neither.
Well, no, and you wouldn't have. Those are the signatures of my best friends from when I was young.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you were young, Grandpa?
Yeah. You can explain, Liz. I'm going to go take a shower and get dressed and then get my tools and I'll call Cammy. Make yourself at home.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Wow. Grandpa was young?
Well, I've seen pictures, but it's kind of hard to tell for sure if they're even real.
Ooh, want to play catch?
Not with that ball, Scooter. Here, give it back to me. I'll put it back in the box.
I can do it.
Okay, but you heard Grandpa. Be really careful
Uh-oh. I dropped it.
Scooter, you know, you're really lucky it didn't roll out the front door. Why didn't you close the door when we came in?
Why is it my job to close the door?
Look, just get the ball.
Okay.
But before Scooter could, a breeze came up that shut the front door, knocking the ball outside.
Whoa!
The ball!
Oh, no.
Scooter, what? Where'd it go?
There. It's rolling down the hill.
Oh, come on, Scooter, we gotta get it back.
Okay.
Come on, hurry.
No. I think it went this way.
No, there it is. You see it? Stopping.
Where?
Right there in the road. Oh, Hugh, that was close.
Oh, hi, Liz. Hi, Scooter.
Hey, Lucille. Hi, Lucille.
What are you guys doing?
We're getting Grandpa's. What is that?
It's Granny's souped-up tractor.
Loud.
It's really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go to the newspaper. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, Lucille.
Bye, Lucille. Hi, Granny.
Hi, boys. I just fixed the muffler on my tractor. It's much better now. What do you think?
What?
Yeah, me too. See you later, boys. Bye.
Uh-oh.
No.
She's going to run over the ball.
She doesn't see it.
Oh,
she hit it.
Oh, no.
Scooter, did you see it? It shot out from under the tire and went that way.
Oh, okay.
Okay, come on. Follow me.
Oh, right behind you.
It's over there.
Oh, it's in the ball field?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to climb the fence.
Oh, man.
Come on, Scooter. I'll help you.
Okay.
Come on.
Ow. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Maury's hitting balls.
I didn't know he played baseball. Hey, Maury!
Huh?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, Maury.
Oh, hey. He's got Grandpa's...
Da-da-da-da-da-da!
Baseball! Oh, no. You see which way it went?
Yeah. Over those trees.
Oh, boy.
Come on, follow me.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, Maury.
Yes, I was Maury. I wouldn't worry quite so much about batting practice.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's got it down.
No kidding. Oh, there it is.
Where?
Oh, he just bounced.
I see it. Oh, he's heading toward that horse and... Wait a second. That's Miss Waddle.
Oh, no. It's going to hit him.
Oh, no. Oh, it landed right in her saddlebag.
Oh, she didn't even notice.
Miss Waddle!
Miss Waddle!
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Miss Waddle.
Sorry, listen, I can't stay and chat, okay, but it's such a beautiful day. I want to hurry up to the bluffs above the river for a picnic lunch.
Miss Waddle.
See you around.
Okay. Oh, no! Miss Waddle!
Miss Waddle, wait.
Oh, she's gone.
Here.
The bluffs above the river.
Oh.
Come on, I know where it is. Follow me, let's go.
Okay.
When the boys got to the bluffs, Miss Waddle had already spread out a blanket on a wonderful picnic spot overlooking the river. Then she reached in her saddlebag to get her food. She didn't notice Grandpa's baseball came out too, falling to the ground and rolling down the hill a ways before stopping at the very edge of a cliff.
There it is, Scooter!
Oh, it's on the edge!
Oh, isn't that what you'd expect?
Oh, yeah. I'll go get it.
Be careful. The last thing I need is for you to fall down 100 feet into a raging river.
You know what the second to last thing you need is?
What, for you to accidentally knock the ball off the edge of the cliff with your clumsy claws?
Okay, so how about the third to last thing?
What?
For this breeze to blow any harder and push the ball off.
No! There it goes! The river.
Where's the river going?
To a bigger river.
Okay, then where?
To an ocean.
Oh, let's get it.
Scooter, there's no way. The ball's gone.
Oh, but it's Grandpa's. We have to get it back.
We can't.
Oh, boy. Grandpa be sad.
Sad? Try furious. Huh? Even worse, he's going to be heartbroken.
Well, isn't that like sad?
Oh, much worse. That ball was one of his favorite possessions.
Oh, yeah. Hi, boys. What are you doing up here?
Oh, we are trying to get back Krampus.
Just enjoying the beautiful day, Miss Waddle.
Yeah. Me too. Care to join me? I have lots of extra food.
Ooh, sure.
Thanks, Miss Waddle, but we have to go now.
Okay.
Bye.
What's the big idea? I want some of that food.
Forget the food, Scooter. We gotta figure out what we're gonna tell Grandpa.
Well, what do you mean?
We have to figure out a story so it doesn't sound like it was our fault.
You mean we're gonna lie to him?
Well, I prefer to think of it as telling him a story so it doesn't sound like it was our fault.
Yeah, that is better.
Yeah.
While Liz and Scooter were on their wild chase, Cammy and Grandpa finished putting together the display case.
There we go, Grandpa.
Oh, thanks, Cammy.
My pleasure. It's beautiful.
Well, it's about twice the size I'd pictured it, but it'll work just fine.
So what's going in it?
Grandpa!
Well, I'm hoping to be...
Grandpa!
Hey, hold it!
But
Grandpa Scooter, I was talking to Cammy. It's not polite to interrupt.
Sorry.
But Grandpa...
Anyway, it's inside that box next to you there, Cammy.
No, but...
Scooter, please.
There's nothing in here.
Nothing? What?
That's what we were trying to tell you, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Your ball was stolen.
Stolen?
Yeah.
Yeah, Scooter and I were looking at it when the iguanas came by and saw us through the door.
Yeah, yeah. And they took the ball, Grandpa.
And they came in and they grabbed it right out of Scooter's hand and they ran off with it.
Laughing as they went.
Laughing as they went?
It might have been the wind.
Yeah, anyway, we tried to chase after them, but they were too fast.
Well, which way did they go?
Toward Granny's farm.
Well, don't just stand there, you two. We have to get that ball back. Come on, hurry up.
All right, come on.
Let's go.
Here we go. That way,
No, I think it was over this way.
Wow, poor Grandpa. Hello, Tureen Police Department? I want to report a robbery. Yes, there was a ball that was stolen.
Maybe they went this way, Grandpa.
Maybe this way.
It's no use. They're long gone.
So, what should we do now?
Hey, let's go swimming.
Scooter.
We should see if they went into town. I just hope they haven't hurt that baseball.
Yeah.
Would you be mad if they lost it?
Well, of course. They shouldn't have taken it in the first place.
Right.
Now, come on, let's go get Cammy to help us look.
Okay.
Stupid iguanas. Hey, Grandpa, the police were here.
Wow.
Cammy, what's going on?
Yeah, I called the police. Yeah? They're going to help us find those boys.
Huh, good idea.
Don't worry, Grandpa. They promise they'll get to the bottom of this and punish whoever's responsible.
Punish? What do you think they'll do? Yeah.
Well, the ball was stolen right out of Grandpa's house.
Yeah.
The police said whoever did this might even go to jail.
Jail?
Now, hold on. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. The sooner we find the iguanas, the better.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. Cammy, you head to town from the west trail, and I'll come in from the east. Right. Liz, you and Scooter take the road and see if you can help the police.
Right.
Okay. Maybe show them some of the places the iguanas hang out, huh?
Okay,
all right,
Grandpa.
Let's go.
Bye.
With the police hot on the trail of the missing baseball, Liz and Scooter were getting really nervous.
Are you scared, Liz?
Scared of what, Scooter?
Wait, the police find out that it was us.
Don't worry, they won't.
Oh, but if they do, we're gonna go to jail.
Look, Scooter, just stick to our story, and no one will ever find out it was us.
Okay,
there's the police whisking now. Come on.
The boys ran behind the soda shop where they could hear the police question Skink.
We haven't been anywhere near Grandpa's all day, officer. We were having a meeting of the iguanas at the soda shop.
You were, huh? You got any proof of that, son?
Well, ask anyone at the shop. They all saw us. Here, I even have my receipt.
Since when does Skink keep receipts?
Oh, the iguanas all have an alibi, Liz.
Yeah. What were the odds of that?
Oh, we're going to go to jail, Liz.
Quiet.
The police headed toward Lucille, Granny, and Maury by the flower shop. The boys snuck behind in the alley so they could overhear.
It's muddy back here.
Oh, don't be a baby. It's just wet from when they water the flowers and the plants.
Ugh.
A little mud isn't going to kill you.
Yeah.
hear anything.
Scooter stood behind Liz, who poked his head out around the corner a little so he could hear.
An hour ago? And they ran off toward my farm?
Yeah, I was by Grandpa's house an hour ago, and all I saw was, you know, Liz and Scooter.
Yeah, I saw them, too.
I said hi, but they just ran off.
I saw Scooter and Liz in the ball field, but they ran off from there, too.
I can't it was hear. Like. The I was police may be on to us. Be quiet.
Shh. Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking?
Yep.
What's that, Granny?
Well, officers, I'm sure Liz and Scooter meant well, but it sounds like they were so busy playing that they didn't get a good look at whoever it was that stole that baseball.
An easy mistake, really, thinking it was one of the iguanas.
Oh, I'm sure Liz and Scooter were just trying to help.
Absolutely. Ha! That was a close one, Scooter. Scooter? Scooter, where'd you go?
Liz glanced around. Scooter was nowhere in sight.
Scooter!
He looked everywhere for his little friend, but no luck. Then Liz looked down.
Scooter's little muddy footprints.
Liz followed Scooter's footprints out of town, past Grandpa's, and all the way to the lake.
Scooter! Scooter!
And they led Liz right to...
the bayou!
Liz knew he shouldn't go into the bayou on his own, so even though he didn't want to, he got Grandpa and the gang to help him look for Scooter.
Oh, I can't believe Scooter would go to the bayou after I told him how dangerous it was.
Oh, this is where his footprints lead.
What happened, Liz? You two have a fight or something?
It's kind of a long story, Grandpa. Oh. Look, we have to find him.
Oh, look, there he is.
Where?
Where?
Sitting on that log.
Scooter!
Scooter!
Scooter! Scooter!
I don't want to go to jail.
Jail?
What's he talking about?
Hey, stop. Everybody stop.
What, Grandpa? What is it?
Shh, behind Scooter, look. We're not the only ones who found him.
That's an anaconda.
Oh, my.
Stay here.
Grandpa ran as fast as he could to the log.
Scooter!
Careful, Grandpa!
Grandpa, please don't send me to jail.
The snake was almost on Scooter, but just before it struck, Grandpa picked up a stick and knocked it away.
Back, you!
Get him, Grandpa!
Get away from him!
Whoa!
Come on, Scooter! Move!
The old lizard grabbed Scooter and dragged him back to safety.
Oh, wow!
I'm getting too old for this.
I don't want to go to jail.
Scooter, what are you talking about?
I can explain. Oh, Grandpa, Scooter and I are the ones who lost your baseball.
What?
And we lied about it so you wouldn't be mad at us.
I'm sorry, Grandpa.
Oh, I am too. Oh,
are they going to put us in jail?
No, Scooter. I got a feeling you won't be telling more lies anytime soon.
Oh, no.
Liz?
No, sir.
Come on. You guys can explain the rest once we're someplace a little safer.
Okay.
Let's go. Come on.
Come on.
The next afternoon, Grandpa invited everyone over to his house.
Have us again, Grandpa.
Come on, everyone, into the den. Okay. Right this way.
Don't push. So what's going on, Grandpa? What's up?
Well, as you all know, I was very excited when I got this display case.
Yeah,
really was.
Well, this morning I started to take it apart.
Oh.
I figured I didn't have any use for it now.
So sorry.
I was afraid seeing it would just make me feel sad.
I can understand that.
And then it seemed a shame to me that a nice case should be put up somewhere to collect dust.
That's true.
That's a good point.
I bought it so I could hold something I treasured.
Yeah.
A baseball signed not by superstars, but, well, by people who meant a lot to me personally.
Oh,
some very, very dear friends.
Yeah.
And then I realized I could still use the case for that exact same thing.
Oh,
no. But how?
What are you talking about?
With this.
A new baseball?
Yep.
What's that for?
Scooter, Cammy, Granny, Seal,
yeah.
Maury, Miss Waddle, and Liz, you too.
Uh-huh.
Will you sign it? And then we'll put it in my case. Huh?
Yeah.
What a wonderful
idea.
I want to sign it first, Liz.
Okay, Scooter.
Okay, give me the pen.
All right.
How am I spelling
it? Hey, wait, Nina,
it's
me.
Don't slap it off.
When the gang finished, Grandpa put the ball in the case.
It looks great, Grandpa.
Thanks. All of you, thanks.
After a while, the gang began to leave. Liz and Scooter were the last to go and stopped in the doorway.
We're so sorry we lost your other baseball, Grandpa.
Yeah.
We know how much it meant to you.
It was an accident, guys. All is forgiven.
We're sorry we lied, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. I hope you've learned an important lesson about lies today.
Oh, yes, sir.
Ever.
Telling lies about other people is what God calls being a false witness.
Really?
What?
Yeah. God thinks being truthful about others is so important that he even put it in the Ten Commandments.
Wow.
Yeah, remember? Do not give false witness against your neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Now, because of your lies, Skink and the iguanas were suspected of doing something they didn't do. And Scooter almost got eaten by an anaconda.
Oh, that was close.
That was close.
Now, you betrayed my trust and God's trust. It's always best to tell the truth about yourself and
sir.
About others.
Yeah, I know.
We definitely learned our lesson, Grandpa.
Well, I'm just glad you're safe.
Yeah.
Hey, come by tomorrow and maybe we can go for a swim in the safe part of the lake.
Sure, swing!
Scooter and Liz waved goodbye and pulled the door shut behind them. All alone, Grandpa got out a soft cloth and wiped down his new display case. Then he stopped and looked in at the new baseball.
Mikey, Bobby, Ricky, Donnie, Jimmy. My very old friends. I sure do miss you guys. Hmm? Oh, now, who could that be?
Hey, Tyler! How you doing? Yes,
who? Donnie, Mikey, and look, Bobby,
that's
Jimmy,
right.
Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking about you guys.
Well, I was so excited when I got your letter, G.A.
We lost track of you.
Well, come on in.
When I told the guys about the case I sent to you and what you wanted to do with it, well, they all insisted we make a trip to see you.
Oh, I'm so happy you did.
Oh, I can see the case here. Is that the ball?
Well, no. It's a long story. Yesterday, the ball you guys signed all those years ago, well, it got lost.
Oh, no.
Hey, but if you can wait a minute, I have a new one you can sign.
Well, sure.
That's a great idea.
This is terrific. I was sure I'd never get a ball with all you guys on it again. I'll be right back.
I like this case.
Yeah, you do nice work, Ricky.
Well, thank you. I give it my best.
What are you doing, Jimmy?
Huh? Oh, I just wanted to take a look at this baseball.
Put that back inside right this minute.
Hang on. I was just wondering if Dizzy Snodgrass's signature's on it.
Yeah, let's see. Scooter, Cammy, Granny, Lucille. Who do you think these people are?
I never heard of any of them.
Be careful with that, Jimmy.
I dropped it.
Don't worry, I'll get it.
They kicked it out the door.
Well, it was an accident. I was just trying to pick it up.
Look, it's rolling down the hill.
Come on, you guys. We got to get that ball back.
Hurry.
I'm going as fast as I can.
I think it went this way.
Look out for that tractor.
I've never seen a tractor like that.
Boy, that's loud.
What?
Liz and Scooter found out that telling lies about others can lead to all sorts of trouble, for others and for themselves. Sometimes we think it's easier to blame someone else for what we've done wrong. But God wants us to be truthful all the time, and being truthful is one way we can show others that Jesus is in our hearts.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Jeff Parker and Phil Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.